Romans chapter 11. I say then, did God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God didn't cast off his people whom he foreknew. Don't you know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they've killed your prophets, they've dug down your altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. Let's just notice there that Elijah says that, oh, I'm left alone. I'm the only one who's left who believes in Israel. And God reads that as Elijah praying to him against Israel. Well, he doesn't actually ask God to do anything. But God reads the spirit of Elijah as his prayer. And so it is with us, even if we don't ask for things specifically in prayer. I think that all the same, God knows what we mean, and that's a great comfort. And yet also here with Elijah, he was praying for the wrong thing, really, praying for the destruction of Israel. And God heard, as it were, what he really meant. But what says the answer of God to him? I have left for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Now, of course, Elijah thought he was the only one who was any good, who had kept on his faith in God, in the true God. But there were another 7,000, and I think this is quite a theme, that there's always more faithful underneath than you really think. Like when Israel were divided into Israel and Judah, it could appear that anyone who was faithful to Yahweh had gone to live in Judah in the two tribes, but you keep reading about prophets of Yahweh who lived in the 10 tribes. And indeed, this is true at the time of Elijah. So then, there's always people here and there who will believe as they should. Even so, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the choice of grace or the calling of grace. And we said before that Paul is talking about Israel here to demonstrate grace, that one example of grace is that we are called. And for the many people, the fact they were born into family situations where they heard the gospel, which meant they were called, means that, well, that was of grace, because they couldn't have arranged that at all. And if it is by grace, it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for, but the chosen have obtained it, and the others were blinded. According as it is written, God has given them a spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. David says, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a punishment to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. I say then, did they stumble so that they should fall? God forbid. But by their fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. So you see the sort of ecology of God's working. You see how he's got it all worked out. Even though he doesn't want people to sin and turn away. Because Israel fell, that meant salvation came to the Gentiles, and because the Gentiles had salvation, that was intended to provoke the Jews to jealousy as they saw Gentiles having relationship with the God of Israel, and to make them also repent. So God is working through human failure all the time. That if their fall be the riches of the world, and the loss of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more shall be their fullness? For I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. If by any means I may provoke to emulation those who are my flesh. So he's trying to provoke the Jews to repent through his preaching to the Gentiles. For if the rejection of them is the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead, or the resurrection when Jesus returns? If some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and partake with them of the root and fatness of the olive tree, Don't boast against the branches, because if you boast, you are not bearing the root, but the root is bearing you. You will say then, branches are broken off so that I might be grafted in. By their unbelief indeed they were broken off, and you stand by your faith, so be not proud, but fear. But if God spared not the natural branches, neither will he spare you. And behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God.